We are holding by the Mishnah Mem Beis on the Beis on the bottom, almost by Mem Gimel. Well, the Mishnah says like this: the Elu Devarim Shein Chayav Malay Mishum Pigol. These are the things that you're not chayav Mishum Pigol. Means even in the case when you bring the korban of the mincha and you have in mind the Shastas Rika, teach from it tomorrow, and it's chal pigol in the guf hakorban in some cases. But in these things, it's not chal yisa pigol. If you eat from these things, you're not chayiv koros. Now the first one is hakremitz. When you bring a mincha, halacha is the kohen has to take a handful from the mincha, from the seimlus and the shemen, and this kremitz he burns on the mizbeach, and this is a matir that now he's allowed to eat the shirayim, the leftover of the mincha. So the leftover of the mincha, that becomes pigul if he has the machshava tida tomorrow. But the kremitz, the matir itself, since nothing else is matter it, it itself is matter itself. You take this kremitz and you to put it on the mizbeach, therefore it itself does not become pigul. Because pigul always has to be that something else has to be matter this thing to eat it, or else to be able to put it on the mizbeach. But where just it itself could be put on the mizbeach, there's no din pigul. The same thing the halavoyna, when you have a mincha, the two matirim are the kremitz and the levoyna. He's supposed to take the levoina and burn it on the mizbeach. So nothing is done to be matter the levoina. Just the levoina itself is what's matter the korban. Therefore, it's not chal on the pigul on the levoina. Fiyakateris, the regular kateris that's bought every day. The same thing the kateris asamin that you bring every day on mizbeach apnim. You're not chal mishum pigul because nothing is matter it. It itself is matter itself. Or minchas kahanim, when any kohen brings a mincha, that the halacha is the whole thing is burnt. So there's nothing to be matter it. You just take the mincha and burn it. You do not have to do something first in order to do the second thing. Therefore, it's not chal pigul. Or mincha of kohen mashiach, the same thing the kohen gadol that he brings every single day. His mincha chavitim that half was brought in the morning and half in the afternoon, and again it's also kulei tokter. The whole thing is burnt. So you're not being matter anything. Therefore, it's not chal pigul. So it says, V'hadam, who within the dam itself that you make this rika with, since nothing is matter it, just it is matter the rest of the korban, therefore the dam itself is not chal nisa pigul. Now, V'hanasochim ha-boyim b'fnei yatzman. That's so when you bring a korban, you have nasochim. The sochim means either the mincha that comes with the korban, or else the yayin that you put on the mizbeach with the korban. So the halacha is, you could bring it by itself. V'yanasochim ha'boim b'fliyatzman. Rashi says, "Bein shis nadvim b'fliyatzman." Where this time you made a neder to bring it by itself. And the Gemara Menoche says that misnadavodim minchas nasochim, you could bring it by itself. Whereas even bein shibor b'klav zevach, in the case we have to bring a korban and you have to bring the nasochim with it. And the shavir hayom zivchay. Halacha is you could bring the korban today. Unisachav lemacher, if you want, you can bring the nesachim tomorrow. The Yom Hamakos, you always dashin that minchosim v'niskeyim means af lemacher, you can bring it tomorrow. Avim avim im zivchay, or pigel b'zevach, nespagla ha nesachim. But let's say in the case when you bring the nesachim with the korban itself, and then the korban becomes pigel, so the nesachim also becomes pigel. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. There's a quote from Rabbi Meir. These nesachim, if they're brought by itself, you bring the korban today, and then tomorrow you bring its mincha, or you bring the yayin, so does that become pigul because of the korban, since it could be brought by itself tomorrow. But mashma, if you bring it the same day with the korban itself, then it does become pigul because of the korban. However, the chom say, even the nesachim that's brought with the korban itself, they do not become pigul. In other words, it's not considered that this Rika Saddam is what's being mounted to bring this mincha or to bring the yayin. Since the halacha is, if you want, you can bring it tomorrow. So you see, this is not the matter. Therefore, according to Chachamim, if you have a machshavas pigul upon the korban, you should know that the nesachim does not become pigul. Now, lug shemen shel metzora, that's the halacha, the lug shemen that's brought when the metzora becomes tor, that he has to bring an oshem that day, and also they take the lug of the shemen, and also they make zrikas with that shemen. So Mishimra Mishimin says, "Ein chayev malo mishum pigul." So in the case we have a machshavas pigul on the korban Hashem, the shemen that you use does not become pigul, since it's like brought by itself, it's not with the korban itself, does not become pigul. Rabbi Meir, or Meir says no, chayav malo mishum pigul. Since the loch is that you're supposed to put the shemen on the boyan yad, the same place where you first put the dam, it's called the shemen goes on top of the dam, so if I considered, the dam is matter that mokum. So therefore, it's considered part of the korban, and therefore when you have a machshavas pigul on the korban osham, the shemen of the mitzvah also becomes posel, has an issa pigul upon it. Like the Meir says, chayav malo mishum pigul, shadam osham matirei. Because the dam of the Yoshan is what's meant to you in order to be able to use the shemen. And that's the klal, the chol shiyei shloi matirin. Anything that there is a matir, meaning you have to do something in order to give you a heter, teed it. Bein liyodim, where there's a purpose of an odim, teed it. As a mashal, the part of the case always is, a zrikas adam, when you bring a korban, when you make the zrikas adam, that's what's matir for the kahanim, teed the basa, and to burn the emurim. So the bust on the emurim have a matir. That's called kol sheyesh le matirim. Mainly yodim, whether the zrikas dam is being matir the bosa for the kohen teat, or by shtam even for the owner teat. Mainly mizbeich, whether it's a korban oila, that the whole thing is burnt, but you need the zrikas adam to be matir the emurim, so chayev malam ishun pigol. Then if you have a machshavas pigol, b'shas the matirim, it's chal the yis pigol upon the meat or the emurim that receives this heter to be burnt or to be eaten. Now the oila, what's the loch of a korban oila? Even though the whole thing is burnt, there's no achilas adam, but still, doma matiras besara. When you make this rikas adam of the korban oila, there is a considered matirim, the matir that now you're allowed to put as besara mizbeach, that now you're allowed to burn all the meat and all the fats on the mizbeach. So it's considered a matir, and therefore if you have machshavas pigul, the shas the yavoidos, it's when the meat has an issa pigul on it, and the oil of kahanim, it's chala hetter the skin of the korban oila, the kahanim a lot have hanor from it. Why? Because of the zrikas adam. So it's considered the zrikas adam is the matir for the oil for the kahanim. Oila says, what about if you're being a bird for korban oila? So doma matir es pesolim is the same thing, since you burn all the basar on the mizbeach, what's the matter for that? The zrikas adam. Therefore it's chal pigul upon the basar of the yif. Chata seif, what about a chata seif? Doma matir es pesolim kahanim. Over there the kahanim will not eat the meat of the yif. What's matter them to eat the yif? The dam. Therefore the zrikas adam is what's matter it. Therefore it's chal pigul upon the yif. Porim and Israfim, Usirim and Israfim, what about the par of the chattis, that the dam is brought in the pnim, on the zbech ha-pnim, and all the meat is burned, and the same thing by the sirim, also all the meat is burned, the locher is doma, matiris, imurim, the korif, yes, there's also chal with the pigul there, because you have to have the zrikas adam, which is matter, the imurim to be burnt on the mizbech, that's called an achila. And the chanami, the part of the meat that's being burnt, since it's not being burnt on the mizbeach, it's being burnt outside, that's not called an achila. There's only an achila from mizbeach, when it's burnt on the mizbeach, that's called an achila. So by the point of srefim, according to the emurim, is burnt on the mizbeach, therefore there is a din pigol upon the poem and the sirim and the srefim. Rabbi Shimon, or Shimon argues and says no, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, kol she'enoi, al ha-mizbeach ha-chitzoim, any korban like these, the Purim and the Sirim and the Srofim, which they brought on the Mizbeach HaPnim, not the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, like Kishlom, like Korban Shlomim, ein chayev malo mishum pigul. He holds his no din pigul. Pigul has to be only a something, like a Korban Shlomim, that it's brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzayim. Because the Ikra Parsha of pigul says by a Korban Shlomim. That's what the Shimon Sheet. Heavy Moore says, Oma Ula, Ula says, Koymeitz, pigul shehenu agabia mizbeach poka pigulei. So it means if you have a kaimitz, the knitzo from a mincha, that it's chal with the pigul upon it, that you had a machshavas pigul, now shehenu agabia mizbeach, you put this knitzo on top of the mizbeach, so who is saying poka pigulei, that he is the pigul goes off this kaimitz mimenu, poka pigulei mimenu. And he says the reason, imacherim mevul de pigul, And this koimetz could bring other things that they pigle, meaning it's a matirim for the shirayim, the rest of the mincha. So it can make pigle on the rest of the mincha. Is u'atzma lekol shechein. Isn't it for sure svara that it can make pigle on itself? That's what Ulu is saying. So here it doesn't make any sense. First he's saying a svara that the pigle goes off it, and then he says a svara that if it can make pigle for something else, for sure it can make a pigle for itself. So what kind of svara is this? So if my comma, what does he mean to say? What does he mean to say by Paka Pigula Rimenu? And that is a term because it brings a little bit pigle. What's going on here? So Morris says, okay, come, this is what Ulu meant to say. They may know Miss Kabbal, if you tell me this Kemitza, again, we're talking about now the Bishas Kemitza, the Queen had a mind to eat from the Shirayim tomorrow. She had a mind the Machshavas pigle. See if you're going to tell me now Bishas when he burns this Kemitz. Is an if it's not called the good kemitzah. If so, remaining miskabel, heich maybe achim with a pigle. How bechlad does it make the rest of the mincha pigle? Like always, the aside is when you bring the materium, then it's chal pigle. So it has to have a shame that it's called the good haktarah, and therefore it's chal pigle upon the shirayim. So Moshe says, so my kamashvelon, what does Ula mean to teach me over here that he says as poka pigulei from the kemitzah itself? Meaning to say the kemitzah is a good kemitzah, if he means to say that if you go to eat from this kemitzah itself, you're not over the issa pigul, the chiyuv koros is not chal upon the kemitzah itself. For the word tanina, that we learn clearly in our Mishnah, we don't need Ula for this. Our Mishnah says this. Our Mishnah says, Eilu dvorim shen chayav malay mishon pigul. These are the things that you're not chayav mishon pigul. Ha kemitz, viak toros. The actors, the alavoina, or minchas kana, minchas kana mashiach, minchas asochem, the adam. That's in the offer of Mishnah. So the Mishnah says clearly, even in the case when you have a machshavas pigul, b'shas the kemitzah, on the kemitz itself is not calling this a pigul. There's no chiyuv koros of each from the kemitz, since nothing is being matter it, just it is being matter other things. So what does Ula mean to say it's poka pigule? It doesn't mean to say the each from the kemitzah. Ela means to say, the imolu lo yedu. So if you put this kemitzah on top of the mizbeach, once it gets up there, it's lo yedu. You don't have to take it down. So here the mincha say, not only the kemitzah itself, even the rest of the mincha, even though it's chal nisa pigul, but on a nisa pigul, once it gets on top of the mizbeach, you don't have to take it down. Like once it's up on the mizbeach, you're allowed to leave it there. You could be makter it. You could burn it. So that's the question. Tanina, this also we learned already. Tanina, we'll have a gemara later in that pedal that says, halan, whenever you have the meat that was left overnight, let's say it was chalmas a pickle upon it. Halan, the boss was left over. Or else we are yaitza, in the case we took the meat outside the azara. Or else we are tome, the dam became tome. Or else the shanishchat chuslas manoi, when they shackled the korban with a machshavas pickle. They had a mind to eat from the meat tomorrow. Or else chuslam kaime, that's chalmas a psul upon the meat. So lochu is the mono lo yedu. That now to take these imurim and they put it on the mizbeach. Once it's up there, it's lo yedu. So you learned already that something that becomes psul through machshavas pigul, the din is if it went on top of the mizbeach, it's lo yedu. So we don't need ulu for this. So that the claim is pigul shelo agabi mizbeach poka pigulei. Now we're saying we need to say if the shas kmitzi had a machshavas pigul, so it's chal nisa pigul upon the mincha. Still, if you put it on the mizbeach. The Easter goes left, that you let to let it stay there, you let to burn it. So we learned this already. Im olu lo yerdu. So when it says, Rava elo, the elo, the im yerdu yala, the chiddush is, that once you put it on top of the mizbeach, even though it comes down, you let to put it back up again. That's the chiddush. The Rashi says, Elahani pikiyo, shim yorad liyacha shalu, that after you put it up once, now somebody took the rest of the mizbeach. So I would have thought to say, now it's back like lechatchila, when my says pigul, maybe no one will put it back up again. Still the chiddush is, the yachsev y'all know, you're allowed to put it back up again. So Moshe says, no, hanamitinina, this also we learned already. It says, and we mean, we learn not like you. Hanamitinina, that's not true. That once it goes down, you cannot put it back up again. That we learn, kishem, shemol ala yerbe, just like there's alocha. Once it goes up on the mizbeach, we don't have to take it down. But still the din is, kachin yerdu, if by mistake it does come down, lo yal, you don't want to put it back up again. So you can't tell me, Ulu's telling me the Kiddush, that you ought to put it back up again. So Moshe says, Le'tzvich of the Kiddush is, Shemosh le'ben ha'or, that the fire burnt it completely. Shemoshla means the fire got in contact with the whole meat. And then the lech is, even though it comes down, then you let it put up again. So Rashi says, and when Shemoshla boyo, the fire got in contact with the whole piece of meat. The Yashmina did not salach mishum mizbeach. Now it becomes like the lechem of the mizbeach. So I feel yodu yalo, even if it goes down, you let it put it up again. So that's maybe the Chiddush of Ula. Shemoshla mo, Moses Honami Amrua Ula Chod is Imna. This did Ula already said one time. You'll say this to Gemara later. So what do we have to have it here again for? The Yom Ula said, when do we say the Lacher is on these things that subsume the one on top of the Mizbeach? If it comes down, you cannot put it back up again. That's only before the fire burnt it right through. Before Moshla Bemor. Abel Moshla Bemor. But once the fire got in contact with it and burnt it through, then you ought to put it back up again. So he said this already once. Why do you have to say it over again for? So Moshe says, yes. Ma'adatayim, I would have thought to say, Hadimili, when was this said, that Moshe Bemor helps? Eivel,